Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
June 6th, 1944. General Dwight D. Eisenhower issuing the order of the day.
We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck. And let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
From Simon & Schuster Audio, D-Day, June 6, 1944. The Climactic Battle of World War II. Read by the author, Stephen E. Ambrose.
D-Day, 0016 hours, that is 16 minutes after midnight, June 6, 1944. The Horsa glider crash-landed in France some 50 meters from the swing bridge crossing the Caen Canal. Lieutenant Den Brotheridge was leading the 28 men of the 1st Platoon, D Company, the Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire Light Infantry Regiment, British 6th Airborne Division. Brotheridge worked his way out of the crashed glider. He grabbed Sergeant Bailey, a section leader, and whispered in his ear, "Get your chaps moving." Bailey set off with his group to pitch grenades into the machine gun pillbox known to be beside the bridge. Lieutenant Brotheridge gathered the remainder of his platoon. "Come on, lads." And they began running for the bridge. The German defenders of the bridge, about 50 strong, were not aware that the long-awaited invasion had just begun. As Brotheridge led his men at a fast trot up the embankment and onto the bridge, 17-year-old Private Helmut Romer, one of the two German sentries on the bridge, saw the 21 British paratroopers coming at him, their weapons carried at their hips, prepared to fire. Romer turned and ran across the bridge, shouting, "Paratroopers!" at the other sentry as he passed him. That sentry pulled out his Lucht pistol and fired a flare. Brotheridge fired a full clip of 32 rounds from his Sten gun. Those were the first shots fired by the 175,000 British, American, Canadian, Free French, Polish, Norwegian, and other nationalities in the Allied Expeditionary Force set to invade Normandy in the next 24 hours. The shots killed the sentry, who thus became...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?